grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
So it is, so it is. Chris Fowley in the house.
G'day, good afternoon.
Yeah, bloody great afternoon. I'll upgrade that a little bit, actually. How's things going in the weed world?
Mate, it just continues this relentless pace. So just today,
it's action time.
And we were just thinking yesterday, it'll be a week or two before the submissions open, and then bam, today, bam, you know, it's all on. So the government has opened submissions on their medical cannabis bill.
Okay.
There is a bit of, a bit of confusion out there where a lot of people think Parliament killed it all off, but they killed off the Greens bill.
There's
but
two
the
bills.
Government
There's
bill
two
they
bills.
Passed, yeah, two yeah. bills. They passed that one unanimously. Every single MP in the House voted for
it. So it was more of a, it was more of a dig at the Greens, if anything, and like, who is this Chloe? Who does she think she is coming in here with that bill?
A little bit. It showed that it was a bit ahead of where Parliament want, you know, is comfortable, and they're behind public opinion, and the bill was probably where public opinion is, but it's not where Parliament was at.
Yeah.
But I think largely it was closing that chapter. That was a bill from the previous term of Parliament, and it was written for under a national government. There was never really any hope of it passing, and I think they just wanted to bury it and move on. So now the focus is on the government bill. The submission's open today. We've got 41 days, so it's March the 21st, I think, is the deadline.
But you're saying it's quality over quantity, what we're looking for here.
Yeah, things like form submissions where you just like chuck the same thing in an email and fire it off, it really doesn't do anything. And
don't just send an email with like a oi and then like a F you emoji kind of thing.
Yeah, we want to keep it civil, abuse. We don't want to reinforce any kind of bad stereotypes and things, but I'm sure there won't be. But the most important thing that people can do is just speak from the heart. Just write about their experience, how it's affected their life, whether they or someone they know or someone they care for has used cannabis medicinally, or whether they've been busted by the police, or whether they're denied access under the current system, or whether they've tried to talk to their doctor and they can't get anywhere, whatever it is, just talk about your own experience and talk about how it hasn't been helped or it's been made worse under the current law, and that this new bill, you can see the good things about it and perhaps identify some ways that you think it could go further. But, you know, just keep it simple. You just kind of write a letter, keep it simple. There's a kind of online thing on the Parliament site. You look up the bill, the Misuse of Drugs Medicinal Cannabis Amendment
says it,
Bill.
It says its closing date is for submissions is Wednesday the 21st of March.
There you go, yeah.
So you've got plenty of time to pen something up.
Yeah, and you can do it right there on the site. It takes you through it like as a form on the Parliament site. So they've actually got all like, you know, with the internet and stuff these days.
It's super. It's not too government-y, is it? I'm not going to get lost in there, like trying to get wins.
Ooh, they're tracking you, bro. They're tracking you.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so...
Oh, sweet. So are they expecting, you know, like what is the angle here?
What parts of the bill do you think need the most work or people to focus on? What sort of things should they have in mind when they're submitting?
Right.
If
we're going to
like give people some guidance.
You got such good questions.
What's the angle here is sort of what I was trying to say.
Well, the bill does three things. One of them is it deschedules CBD, cannabidiol, the non-psychoactive ingredient that a lot of people find relief from. That will make it a prescription-only medicine. So you could be saying, hey, this is really good, you're descheduling it, because actually it's not even in the Misuse of Drugs Act in the first place. It's just their interpretation of what's an isomer. Anyway, that gets a bit technical, but you can say that's great, you're getting rid of it, but does it even really need to be prescription only? In most countries in the world it isn't. It's just over-the-counter, freely available. It's basically a supplement rather than a medicine as such. So that could be the angle there. The second part is the statutory defence for people with a terminal condition. Now, of course, Labor went into the election talking about terminal condition and people with pain, chronic pain. Chronic pain is over 40% of medical users, so by excluding that from the bill, you're chopping out a whole lot. You could talk about widening that statutory defence. It also only applies to use and possession for people with terminal conditions. So how do they get it? They can't grow it, they can't buy it, no one can supply it to them, or there's no protections afforded for that side of the law. It also means you could still be arrested and hauled before the court, it's just the court wouldn't convict you, hopefully, right? So all of those things could be made a bit better. You could kind of say, hey, this is a great idea, but how about we go a bit further, and just show that support for going a bit further, or show how this wouldn't
this
help me.
This affects me,
your exemption is so limited, it wouldn't help me. is a good way to take it. And then the third part is where they're talking about setting up a domestic industry, and that's to bring the prices down. You make it locally, you don't have to go through all this international shipping with the UN drug conventions.
We make money too, to double as a country, don't we?
Yeah, and we make money, we could export it, and you increase the range of products and the types of products are available. So this is all a good thing, but it's a bit unclear in the bill how it's actually going to do that. It doesn't really say.
So are you expecting people sort of wanting to grow marijuana or writing going, hey, I'm keen on doing this. This will help me to do this.
I think given that a lot of people will be lining up to do that. Yeah. They're obviously going to be interested in hearing from serious people.
How they go about it.
You know?
Yeah. And how do they filter through all the submissions? Like, is there a keyword thing?
The MPs possibly won't read all of them, but someone will, and they will compile kind of reports and summaries that they'll see. But mainly, if you elect to appear, and the key there is... doing a good job while you're there, obviously. But again, just kind of speaking from the heart and about your experience. It can be a little bit daunting, but it's not too daunting. Mm. We're looking at holding some kind of workshops and training for people to kind of help them through that process. But a lot of people find it really empowering because they get everything off their chest and get to actually tell them, you know. But the appearing in person is where you make a real impact. And what you often find when you're appearing in person is they're reading your submission as you speak. And so that's kind of gives you an idea. If you're not appearing in person, chances are your submission won't be read by all those MPs.
Right.
So that will probably be in April, we're thinking.
Okay.
Who knows? Could be like March 22nd, day after these things close, at the rate they're going. I'm kind of taking that as a really positive sign. The government... put their bill up as their first day back, right? They brought Parliament back 2 weeks early, like this emergency session, and put up the medical cannabis bill on their very first day.
Getting the first
opportunity that they couldn't open the submissions they have. It shows that they really want to do this and get it passed and get it done. I think it's a really good sign.
I agree.
Cool. Now, I got home the other day, and in my letterbox was a copy of the Western Leader with the headline, Meet Our Cannabis Doctor. Tell me about this doctor.
Looks like a nice guy.
Dr. Graham Gulbranson, a very nice guy. He's been a good friend of us in the last year of helping get the law changed and helping patients get access to the products that are currently available, which are very limited. Mm. And it's a very convoluted, complex process. And so a doctor such as Graham, specialising in it, he's kind of got used to how to do it and how to fill out all those forms that most doctors just can't be bothered with. And because there isn't even a simple guide, you've literally got to read pages and pages of regulations and work it out for yourself what you've got to do.
You need the knowledge.
So good on him. He has...
he's using his doctor skills for good and not
for
evil.
For the public good, that's right. And he's opening up on Lincoln Road out at Henderson Way.
Oh, yeah.
Great area. You got the hospital there and all that kind of thing. And he'll be specialising in cannabis treatments, which is just fantastic. It's another sign of amazing progress that we're making.
So will he be operating like a regular general practice out there?
Graham's a GP, and he also specialises in addiction treatment, so he'll be doing that as well, I understand.
He looks casual. He's got a nice polo shirt on. The buttons aren't done up. He's just relaxed.
He's approachable.
So yeah, that's what I mean. You can
spill your guts to Graham. Okay, he might even put his finger places that you don't want.
Okay. anything else that we absolutely must touch on before next week?
I feel like there was another thing. Oh, well, we've got Ireland joining the list of countries that announce they're going full legalisation of everything. They're doing the Portugal style, like Norway.
We're not going to be the actual last, are we?
Quite possibly. But no, we're getting there.
Oh, that's rad. That's kind of buzzy. Yeah. I wouldn't have picked that.
Yep.
A big booze nation.
Other thing, if people... I've got this copy of this report here, right? It's pretty cool. This is the Medical Cannabis Awareness New Zealand policy that they released. I forgot to mention it last week and all the excitement of the bills going through. So they had a bit of a launch down at Parliament on the day of Chloe's bill. Mm-hmm. And this is the document here. And we're getting a bunch of them sent up if people want to grab one. Drop by the hemp store maybe in the next few days or week when hopefully they'll arrive. But it's very comprehensive. Listen to the paper. It's actual printed.
Who's prepared this document?
This is Medical Cannabis Awareness New Zealand, who are the main patient advocacy group in terms of getting people through that process of legal products, which... you know, has only been a handful so far because that process is just so bloody difficult, and it takes an entire organisation to get individual patients through it, you know, which is pretty astounding. So, yeah, but they've done a lot of work coming up with this really detailed policy and got it to all the MPs down in Parliament.
John, so it always has a little cop vibe about him. Who prepared this document? The word prepared and the word document?
Well, look at it. It's
okay, mate. Yeah, look, we're not doing anything.
Very
nothing, John.
Professional
looking. It's online too. I think the website's on the back cover there.
I'll just remind everyone, we spoke to Chloe last week about her medicinal cannabis bill that did not get through. If you want to listen to any of the podcasts, they're there on the 95BFM web page. And then you just go to Marijuana Media and peruse on through. Thank you, Chris, as always.
Thank you.
Take it easy, mate.
Cheers.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.